And by the way, you know, some people will say it's too hot to go to work. I mean, you know, you might not be connecting with the cold message in Phoenix, Arizona. But what about, oh, it's too hot. I can't go soul winning, it's too hot. You know, I can't go to work, it's too hot. It's just too hot to work in this weather. I'm just going to go into like a thermal hibernation, you know, for the summer. And then I'm going to get a job in the fall. And, you know, I will say this. When it comes to soul winning, you know, you do need to... Some people I've seen where they go soul winning in this heat and they're not used to it and they can become ill. You know, so I, you know, obviously, look, I'm glad this is coming up because I wanted to say this anyway. You know, you got to make sure that you drink lots of water. And look, when I say lots of water, I'm not talking about your little 12-ounce bottle. This is good for the next 4 hours, right? You know, no, it's not. Okay, you need to drink a lot of water and you need to eat food. You need to eat enough food and you need to eat enough salt, you know. Salt your lunch, drink water, drink, you know, some kind of an electrolyte drink or something like that. You know, and be safe with it. Wear a hat, wear sunblock, eat, drink, and take care of yourself. And if you feel faint or, you know, go to the shade, you know, take a break. It's okay to take a break when it's hot. But let me tell you something, though. We're not just going to shut down soul winning for the summer just because it's hot. Hell is even hotter. And so we need to be out soul winning. You know, and look, is it harder to go soul winning in the summer? Absolutely. Is there much more of a tendency to skip it? Oh, yeah, because it's so hot out there. But you know what? That's laziness. That's slothfulness. That's the sluggard. You know, I'm not going to plow because it's too cold. It's too hot. Listen, Goldilocks, it's just right. You know, you need to just eat the salt, drink the water, eat the food, and get out there. And don't tell me salt's bad for you because the Bible says salt is good. And God believe it, and God said it, and that settles it, all right? Salt is good. I'm going to salt my food with sea salt. I'm going to drink water. I'm going to eat food. You know, I'm going to put a granola bar in my pocket, whatever. But I'm going to be out soul winning. You know, we need to go out there into the highways and hedges and preach the gospel to every creature and not be too lazy to do it. It's hard work. Remember the farm boy said it was really hard work, but we need to do it anyway.